live and on tape from the Silicon Valley. I am Dave DeBaugh, and this is the Mighty Rip Pod. Coming up on today's Mighty Rip Pod, Roger Goodell officially puts the National Football League draft on the clock. Plus, Steph Curry interviews Dr. Fauci live on Instagram. Drew Brees gives $5 million to Louisiana to help battle coronavirus. I absolutely loved the HBO miniseries documentary called McMillions. All of that, and trust me, a whole lot more coming up on the Mighty Rip Pod today. But we begin with, of course, the National Football League, who has actually just been dominating the sports world really for the last 2 weeks with National Football League free agency. Now, as we know, the world has changed fairly significantly. I'm in quarantine, or as I like to think of it, I'm being sequestered here in our house in the Silicon Valley with all the kids and the pets and my wife and all that stuff. And we're doing our best to not make unnecessary trips to Costco to buy toilet paper. I mean, really, at this point, we are doing our best to stay home as much as possible. And I hope that without being too preachy, I hope that that you all are trying to do that as well. Look, sports is supposed to be fun. Sports is supposed to be entertaining. Hell, our website is called mighty.rip because we enjoy ripping on people, but not just ripping on people. We enjoy talking about sports and we enjoy doing it in a fun way, which is really what Mighty Rip is all about. And of course, you know, over the last month, we've actually have a category on our website called COVID-19. You know, it's National Football League, NBA, pop, because we do a little bit of pop culture and COVID-19 podcasts, and send us your rip. that's our menu on our Mighty Rip website. I mean, it's amazing the impact that this is having from a health perspective, as well as a financial perspective, that it's actually going to have huge ramifications, not just this month, not just next month, but, you know, 24 months from now, it's really going to change a lot of people's lives. So it's really, you know, we're trying to keep things as light as possible in this time where it is a sort of a doom and gloom. That being said, the National Football League and Roger Goodell have the NFL draft on the clock. Now, Roger Goodell went a little communist with the owners, which he's been known to do. Look, Roger Goodell does a fantastic job as a commissioner. You know, you might not like him as a fan. You might enjoy booing him during the drafts. You might enjoy disagreeing with some of the ways he's handled certain situations in the National Football League, and there's countless ones that you might disagree with. Roger Goodell, as a commissioner, his main job, at the end of the day, his main job is to make sure that they sign these billion-dollar contracts with CBS, Fox, ESPN, and whoever else wants to attempt to bid for these television contracts. Look, Roger Goodell doesn't care at all right now about Instagram. Roger Goodell doesn't really care too much about Facebook. They did some nice, cool things with Amazon Prime last year, and I would suspect that they'll do some more things with him. They certainly don't care in the National Football League about what people are saying on Twitter. It does not matter to them. If it mattered to Roger Goodell in any way, Colin Kaepernick would have never been out of the National Football League in the first place. I mean, it's that simple. Roger Goodell is there to get these huge contracts with these major sports networks. His job is to keep the owners in place. I always think of what it must be like when you get all 30 National Football League owners together. It's like those episodes from Scooby-Doo. If you don't know, you haven't seen it, there's always an old man at the end of Scooby-Doo that says, "I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those darn kids." Like, that's exactly how I picture National Football League owners being. I mean, you know, you could see Jerry Jones saying something like that, don't you? So it's one of those things where Roger Goodell has to put down his foot. Earlier in the week, and I'm not going to say who, but somebody from a specific team came out and basically started to indicate that he didn't think the National Football League should hold its draft. And so Roger Goodell sent out a memo on Thursday, and he basically threatened any of the teams that if they said anything publicly criticizing the National Football League and its decision to move forward with the National Football League draft, there would be essentially ramifications. Look, Roger Goodell has got to keep these owners and the people on the staffs in check, especially during this time where we're all extra sensitive, we're all extra stressed out, we're all dealing with this whole new sort of like overnight world where I can no longer really walk into a mall because they're all closed. I can't really go to Home Depot. It's not essential. I can't go buy my wife See's candies. Definitely not essential. I'm just saying. The world has definitely changed rapidly, and it's happened overnight. And certainly there's a lot of people out there who are going through some really bad times. So I wish and I hope everybody stays as healthy as they possibly can. That being said, the National Football League did make the decision, which a lot of people who maybe aren't huge sports fans would probably say is a bad one, which was to go ahead and continue to hold their upcoming draft on April 23rd through the 25th. I think there's a lot of people out there that would say it's a bad idea for the National Football League to continue to essentially carry on. I completely disagree with all of those people out there. Look, there's going to be so many tribute concerts. There's going to be so many streaming events that you're going to be able to see essentially for free in the next couple months because of what's happening. And the National Football League's decision to sort of carry on with this draft makes a lot of sense. Look, we all love sports. A lot of us really out there really do love the National Football League draft. It's one of the best. It's really one of the funnest days of the year is just being able to sit down, and it's going to be different this year. Like the plan that Goodell had to hold the draft originally at the new Death Star Stadium in Las Vegas, where Darth Vader was going to show up, and all the Raider fans were going to be there. You know, of course, that's been scrapped. They're going to do something a little more virtual, a little bit more, if you will, video streaming Zoom like. And so I think it's a good idea. I mean, I think we need something like this. The sports fan needs something to look forward to, because I don't want to be negative. But I just don't see the National Basketball Association having games played in 4 weeks. I just don't see that happening. And at some point, yes, we're going to get back to normal. And at some point, the games will go on. I just don't know that that's going to happen in the next 4 to 10 weeks. I think we're in this for a little longer than we'd like to be, for certain. That being said, so excited that they decided to carry on with this. And kudos to Roger Goodell and his decision to try to wrangle in all of those National Football League owners and get them in check, if you will. Now, in our time, you know, like, look, how many games from the 90s and the 80s and even the 70s can you sit there and watch? Like, I can only watch the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson story so many times. I can only watch Michael Jordan drain a shot against Indiana so many times. So we're all looking for stuff to do. We're all looking for television shows we haven't watched, maybe a book you haven't read, or a podcast you haven't listened to. But I had a chance to sit down, me and my wife, we watched the 6 episodes on HBO for McMillions. Now, if you're not familiar with what McMillions is, I'm not going to ruin this for you at all. It's one of the things I hate about reading reviews of films or television shows is that it always ruins it for me. Like, when I go to a restaurant, which is going to be a while before I do that, but like when I go to a restaurant, like, I want to be surprised what's on the menu. Yeah, sure, I want to know if I'm going to a barbecue place or a Chinese restaurant or a or a steakhouse. Like, I want to have a general idea of what I'm going to be eating. but I don't need to know what is actually on the menu. Now, my wife's the opposite. She wants to decide what she's actually going to eat weeks before we go to that restaurant. I mean, that's just how she is. So when it comes to like television shows and movies and film reviews and stuff like that, I have no desire to really see any of that until I've actually had a chance to see it myself. So I'm going to be very vague here. But there is a character, an FBI agent who shouldn't be an FBI agent. His name's Doug Matthews. I'm just joking about that. I'm sure he's a great FBI agent, and he certainly did a good job in this case. But he absolutely makes this show. I mean, I think without Doug Matthews in this show, I'm not really sure it would have the same vibrance, if you will, that it comes through with. It's a fantastic show, a fantastic story, and basically it's a story about McDonald's being duped by a ring of people that essentially stole the winning game pieces from McDonald's Monopoly game. Not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, but it was like 10 years long that this whole thing went on. Anyways, so Doug Matthews, you got to check him out on McMillions. He's absolutely fantastic. I'm still like floored that he even got hired by the FBI in the first place. did he fake his way and not show his personality until after he made it into the FBI? Like, I'm not really even sure, because he's definitely not what you would consider a stereotypical FBI agent to be. And if you don't know what that is, they're usually pretty pretty boring. And Doug Matthews is the exact opposite of that. All right, so moving on to the National Football League, or moving off of the National Football League, or I guess we could stay on it just for a sec. A couple quick things. One, Melvin Gordon came out earlier today and said that he regrets not taking that contract that the Chargers had offered him last year. Look, Melvin, come on. Like, you got Dean Spanos, and Dean Spanos is offering you a significant amount of money. You're not one of the top 5 running backs in the National Football League, and you decide to hold out. Look, I don't know who your agent is. I don't know who's in your posse, but that's on you and them for not making the proper decision. So now he signs a significantly smaller contract, leaves Los Angeles, goes to Denver, and he's going to be a tandem with Philip Lindsay in Denver whenever this National Football League season actually occurs. Speaking of the National Football League, Drew Brees, one of the really good guys in the NFL, him and his wife Brittany donated $5 million to the state of Louisiana in its battle with the coronavirus. I want to put that number in perspective for you. He just signed a $50 million contract, the 2-year deal, $50 million. So let's just let's do this from a year. So he's going to make $25 million this year. After taxes, he's going to be left with probably roughly $12 million. He basically took 40% of what he's going to make and donated it to the state of Louisiana. I'm sure he's really well off, and I'm sure it wasn't a financial risk for him. But he certainly could have not done that. And the fact that he did it, I think, you know, the thing about Drew Brees is he's like one of those really good guys that's rare. He absolutely finds causes, and then he just sticks to him, and he rides him through and rides him through and rides him through. So it's one of the reasons that he's such a fantastic quarterback in the National Football League and has had so much success. If you look at Drew Brees in the early years down in San Diego, and then you look at what happened once he got to New Orleans and how he handled Hurricane Katrina and the sort of leadership role that he took in that city, which was new to him at the time, and in the entire state of Louisiana back in 2006, you can understand why people consider him to be an adopted son of Louisiana. I mean, he has been a huge iconic, and you don't throw around the word iconic often. You know, like iconic is reserved for people like, I don't know, Frank Sinatra's iconic. If you live in Detroit, Eminem is iconic. Frank Robinson's iconic. Melvin Gordon, not iconic. He's just done so much for the state, and while I wasn't surprised that he made threw some money at the issue, I was surprised definitely by how much he did throw at it. Drew Brees does not have Bill Gates kind of money. Bill Gates took $100 million. He took $100 million and he's throwing it at the coronavirus. But still, you know, a fantastic thing that Drew and his wife did. In addition to that, on our coronavirus minute on the Mighty Rip Pod, or it could be like 10 minutes, Steph Curry was able to secure an interview with Dr. Anthony Fauci. And so for those of you that haven't seen any of the White House press pandemic updates that they're holding daily, Dr. Fauci is one of the stars. Now, Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. That's a hard gig to get. I'm just saying, I don't know that there's too many people in the NBA or the National Football League that could have that gig. I'm just saying. Steph did a interview with him, live interview via video on Instagram. 50,000 viewers basically watched throughout. It was 30 minutes long. And I thought it was actually more informative than sitting through an hour and a half White House press conference, because in the White House press conferences, you got to deal with some of the politics that are being thrown out at you. Now, I encourage you to watch one of these. And when you hear the president and you hear the vice president and you hear some of the other people that work directly for them, you can tell when they're being political with what they're trying to accomplish on that day. I'm not saying they've done a bad job here. But there's a difference between what Fauci says and what they say. He did a fantastic job with Steph Curry. And I certainly would encourage you guys all to go check out the video. We do have the video on Mighty Rip. on the mighty.rip website. So feel free to check it out there or wherever you have a chance to check it out. You should absolutely check it out. Definitely worth the 30 minutes to watch. I thought Steph did a good job as well. Okay, so I think that is it for the big Mighty Rip Pod. We've been gone. We've been in hibernation, and we're coming out of hibernation now. We've got our Mighty.rip website up and running, doing really well. New content on a daily basis. So just trying to figure out how to get more podcasts done and videos done at the same time. So listen, I really thank everybody out there for watching and listening and viewing this. And I wish you all well, and I hope you all stay safe. For the Mighty Rip Pod. Oh yeah, and I'm supposed to tell you we're available everywhere, like iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google, blah 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 blah, everywhere. Anyways, for the Mighty Rip, I'm Dave DeBob, reminding you that sometimes players, coaches, and front office folks make horrifically bad decisions, Bill O'Brien, and it's our job as fans to set them straight.